On this episode of the Fresh Beef Podcast, we speak to two-star reviewer Reginald, who left a negative review at a bodyguard service.
He wanted to feel protected, but ended up feeling neglected.
After a while, you realize your safety is really, you know, in question. The whole interaction kind of left me drained and scared, and I left without getting my coffee.
Stay tuned for all that and more on Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy.
Welcome to Fresh Beef, a podcast where we contact disgruntled consumer types
and allow them to air their grievances.
That's right, Dave. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here, trying to help the internet one patron at a time.
Correct.
That's right. So how are you, man? What's going on? What's the haps in your life? How's the little ones and everybody?
Oh, the little one. Yeah, you still think I have kids.
Yeah, how are they? Are you doing the school thing yet, like looking around or no?
Not looking around because I don't have any kids.
Okay. Yeah.
But
right.
Nice try.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of kids, here's something that most kids don't need unless they're celebrities, and that would be bodyguards. And that's kind of what we're talking about
today.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah. Most of them don't need bodyguards.
Some of them do. If you're like, you know, one of the cruise kids or
I bet
one of
you
the...
needed a bodyguard growing up.
No, I didn't. I was pretty muscly. I wasn't. I was a weakling and people pitied me. So I got out of most confrontations.
Oh, you went the pity route.
Plus, I had a brain tumor as a kid, so like nobody wanted to be the guy who knocked out the brain tumor kid.
Oh, he's coming with a sob story.
Yeah. But so I don't really have any experience. I don't know other than, you know, bouncers at doors, and I don't have any bodyguard experience, really.
Right. Well, that's probably for the best. Well, we do have a weird review here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone review a bouncer service or security service before, but
right.
We do have a pretty negative Yelp review here.
Two stars, Dave. Two stars.
Yeah, let me pull it up. So this guy says, I have to say I'm extremely disappointed in this bodyguard service. These guys could not protect their way out of a paper bag.
Wow. That is a harsh.
The only reason I'm giving them two stars instead of one is because they had nice haircuts.
I guess that's okay. Well, yeah. I don't know if I would write a review like that, but I guess that's why I'm on this side of the mic,
right?
You know what I mean? I mean, there's I guess a whole lot of directions this could go. I have questions to say that.
I have questions. This makes very little sense to me. But let's find out what happened.
Yeah, let's get to the call, Trish. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Who am I speaking with?
This is Reginald.
Reginald, how are you? This is Jeremy. And
this is Dave.
We're calling from the Fresh Beef Podcast. We just wanted to chat a little bit about your two-star review you left.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so you left two stars at a security service, which I'm presuming is some sort of a bodyguard type thing?
Yeah, as they advertised, it was supposed to be gentlemen for bodyguard and security work for my personal safety. And as the review stated, I was not happy with the services that I received.
From Safe Space Securities, I guess is what it's called.
And what's
safe
going
on? Safe Space, yes.
And Reginald, what's going on with you that you need personal security?
I'm a very busy person. I work very hard, and I have a lot of interactions on a daily basis that, frankly, I don't feel safe. I feel like they are impeding my ability to function as a normal member of society. And, it's daily events that happen all the time. It's a constant stream of non-safe opportunities.
Can you give us like some sort of an example, maybe? When was the moment you're like, oh, I need to get secured. I need some bodyguards.
Well, I know exactly the moment. I had gone out, taken a break from work, and I needed to get a coffee. I needed a pick me up. It was about 1 p.m. I went to the local Starbucks. Walked in, after waiting online, I was accosted very heavily by the person behind the counter, just barraging me with questions, making me feel very safe, less, if you will. And, well, the whole interaction kind of left me drained and scared, and I left without getting my coffee. And I realized that I couldn't keep having interactions like this.
Wow.
What kind of questions were they asking you?
Oh, you know, do you want a grande? Do you want to fill it to the top? Do you want room? You know, do you want to be charging this? What's my name? What's my name?
Whew. These seem like
it was rough.
Yeah.
Had you been in a coffee place before?
Yeah, I frequent coffee places. You know, usually I feel the same kind of pressure from a lot of people. But you know, after a while, you realize your safety is really, you know, in question when you interact with these people. You know, I get it everywhere. I get it at car washes, restaurants. People come right up to me at restaurants, asking tons of questions. You know, it was at that point I said I need some security. I need to be in a safe space when I'm in these environments.
Right. Yeah. So that's where you contacted Safe Space Securities, and that's sort of painting a really nice picture. So tell us a little bit about the service and why you think you only left 2 stars.
Well, you know, I really was expecting, you know, first of all, the gentlemen were nice. They were lovely gentlemen that they sent over. But I was really expecting, you know, more protection from these things that were bothering me, more protection from these unsafe interactions and, you know, affronts to my personal space. And instead, you know, I just was surrounded by two people who didn't really fulfill their duties, in my opinion.
Wow.
Lovely gentlemen, though.
Wow. Do you remember their names, perchance?
Yeah, I believe, there was Matthew and Matt and Matthew.
Oh, two M's. Matthew and
yes.
Max. Okay. Well, it's, funny you mentioned that, because we do have them in studio today. Part of the thing we do here on this podcast is we try to look at this from all angles,
and try
to get to the bottom. So, Matthew, if you go ahead and say hello.
Hey, how you doing? Matthew, I'm a personal bodyguard at Safe Space.
And you are Max, I presume?
That's me. Yeah, I'm Max. I'm Matthew's partner at Safe Space. I'm also a personal bodyguard, a two-man bodyguard team.
Gotcha. Okay. So anything you want to say right off the bat, Reginald?
Well, you know, I think they're aware of the problems. I think, you know, we were in these interactions together, and obviously I still don't feel safe. So I think they're probably aware of my feelings.
Wow.
Matthew here. I want to say, first of all, right now, as we're talking, this is a safe space.
This
is something that we also like to encourage, not only a physical space around you to be fully protected, but also just a mental space that we like to make sure is fully protected as well. So
I feel
anything that's said here is something that I want everyone to feel comfortable, open and honest.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like to keep this. There's an openness here, and I think that anything anyone wants to say, you can throw it out there, and we'll receive that. And you should just feel safe to say anything you need to say here. That goes for anyone, and you know, nothing is hostile, nothing's off limits, and we could work anything out in a safe way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, guys. I think that's a real testament to your professionalism.
Right.
Thank you.
So,
not to take sides.
Right, right. Reginald, so from our end, I mean, we feel pretty safe here. We feel like we're in a space that is safe. They seem like great bodyguards. Like, why on earth would you give them 2 stars?
Well, you know, as I've mentioned, very nice gentlemen. I did not give a 1-star review. They happen to be very nice, really nice haircuts, well-groomed men. But, you know, there were incidents. I recall a time after they started, I didn't feel safe at my local dry cleaner. I really needed to make sure that I was protected from, you know, the questions. So, you know, I had my bodyguards, you know, it was one of their first duties, go in there and fend off the interactions I was facing. And when they came back, well, I just, things were not as I expected them. I expected a light starch and fold, and instead I had my shirts on hangers, and I felt very violated
and,
by that.
And can I just, can I?
Yeah, please interject.
Interject here. I mean, you got to look at us, right? I mean, you're talking two ex-military guys, what, six? I'm 6'6". What are you, six?
I'm 6'11".
Yeah, so you're talking two pretty physically imposing individuals right. when you walk into a room.
Yeah, right.
Pretty, right, yeah.
Nobody wanted to come into that dry cleaner. You know,
right, like, and so, and like, look, when we walk into rooms, it's definitely, we have a presence, right? And
right.
That comes with assumptions about our personality, who we are. But in this situation, a lot of the things, the day-to-days that we were doing for Mr. Reginald, it didn't rely on our physical, we offer physically, which is
right.
one of the main
that's what
packages
I was gonna,
that, mm-hmm. that we can offer our clients.
Right. That's what I was going to inquire about, Reginald, was that a lot of the stuff that you're sending them, a lot of these things that seem like just chores or just like personal assistant type things. Have you,
right.
Did you ever try to like hire less of muscle and more of brains or anything like that?
Well, the thing is, I've never really wanted to be one of those people who need a personal assistant. I'd rather just focus on me and be someone who's on top of their organization. But like I said, it's the danger of these items. I once was at a shopping mall and I saw Delroy Lindo and he had a bodyguard with him and Delroy didn't have to order his Orange Julius. He could sit there and the bodyguards knew what to get him. And I said, I want that. I want that type of safety.
Right.
I want the safety to know that these two gentlemen are guarding my wants and desires from the outside world. And that, right. you know, the Orange Julius clerk doesn't know that I like mine extra large with two straws. That's the safety aspect of it. It's not about a personal assistant. It's about safety.
All right. Who was that celebrity that you mentioned in the mall?
Delroy Lindo.
And what's he or yes. she famous for?
Delroy Lindo, I believe Gone in 60 Seconds is one of his most notable films.
Interesting.
Payback.
That's a great movie.
It is a good movie. I will say that.
We watched that. God, what was that? Was it? I think it was in Virginia. When I was at a base out there.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or YouTube.
And I'm just going to reiterate kind of what Max said here. We do normally deal, you know, clubs.
We're both ex-military, so
okay.
you know we have usually a higher protocol of danger that we're dealing with. So this was a little bit out of our comfort zone,
right.
in just terms of this was more of a mediating type job. You know, I was in Kosovo in the late '80s.
Wow,
Doing special ops there. Mm-hmm. Matthews had his fair share of combat
golf.
Time. He's a Gulf War veteran.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gulf.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, clearly you guys are qualified.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah. We try to be.
And you know what? Here's the thing, guys, and I don't want to just, you know, self-promote here, but the same way that when we were in the military, we don't do it for the government, right? We don't do
okay.
it for ourselves. We do it for that brother that's sitting next to us, right?
Exactly.
And the men and women that serve.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way we approach this business.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing it. We look at you as one of our own.
Right.
And we're going to do anything we can do to protect you. Now,
that's right. Including laundry, apparently.
If that's what we got to do.
Yeah. If that's what the mission is,
right,
then
right.
that's what we're going to.
Yeah. You know, no mission too small.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Is that,
exactly.
too small. Is that in your business card or anything? Because Dave's
we actually, we just ordered some business cards.
We did.
Okay.
There's still.
There's
I guess
still
there was,
way.
Yeah,
we use Vistaprint, and I don't know which shipping option I click,
oh,
but they're coming
call.
Next week. Yeah,
right. yeah.
They get a pretty good deal, but we could update.
Yeah.
I like that slogan. Right
I don't
there.
Actually. We
cancel.
Will probably have to do the next batch because I believe the other ones are already.
And I think we got like 1,000 or so.
Wow.
So we'll probably be working on those for a while.
It okay. says a safe place is a good place.
Safe right. space security. A safe
yeah.
place is a good place.
Space to wait. What is it? We put
I think it's a safe place is a good place. safe space security.
Wow,
yeah, that's right.
No, I mean, hearing this is all well and good as an afterthought, but you know, there was a specific moment where I myself needed my own business cards, and I remember, you know, asking Matthew kindly to,
oh wow,
you know, place the order. You know, I gave him my credit card information. Ooh. You know, all these things that if I were to try to attempt myself, I believe I would be in very personal danger. And, you know, as they were saying it, they seemed like fishes out of water. They didn't really seem to know, you know, the right way to get these tasks done. If I needed notes on a TV show that I missed, they would mess those up.
Wow.
If I needed someone to
this sounds
make
less
a meeting for me or clean my office.
And yes, and you know, I will say again, respecting Reginald's wishes as a client, we like to make our clients happy. You know, I was trained in hand to hand combat. You know, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Well, we both have a pretty strict fitness regimen now. We try to stay in tip top physical shape. You know, we both trained at the Renzo Gracie studios in Brazilian Jiu Jitsu.
Did you do the underwater course? Because
there's a pretty funny story about the underwater course.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah. Well, I was in a grappling hold underwater.
Oh,
yeah. And I actually blacked out at one point. Next thing I know, I'm waking up and someone's about to give me mouth to mouth. And, you know, that felt like a threat. That stabbed me right back in.
Yeah.
I grappled the guy right back in. We go back down in the water.
Wow.
We both pass out.
Black out again.
It's, wow. It was just,
have you ever blacked out when you're running errands for someone? Like walking their dog, or like,
you know, I
picking up a package.
It's funny.
One time I asked for a flat white, a flat white latte, and it came out terrible.
Wow.
And I just don't know where is that training going?
Well, you know,
can't
it
keep
seems
me safe
it's
from
funny.
A mediocre espresso.
Listen, Reginald, we're not Wall Street types. Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there. We're kind of blue collar, you know.
Yeah, I would say both of us went into the military originally because I was a kid in high school that needed some discipline, and that's what took me in there. I think you were someone that wanted to challenge yourself, and it really, that built us, you know, that really built us. And so, you know, if you ask me, you know, can you go run some errands for me? I'm thinking back to, you know, being like, I've driven a Humvee across Afghanistan, you know, on an overnight mission. I've blacked out there. You know, I didn't sleep for 2 days.
I
blacked out.
There's
from
a trend here, blacking out.
What was the shrapnel? He's been choked out.
I've been choked out. You know, I took shrapnel on the leg one time. You know, and you know, I'm used to a lot of physical altercations. You know, and but I'll say this. You get back, you know, you get here, you want to start your own business, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to make the client happy. If it takes going through and blacking out, and, you know, when you're organizing someone's iTunes library, I will work till I black out to do that, just because I want to make someone.
And let's be honest here too. Like, I'm not going to make, you know, any qualms about it. The money was right.
The money was right.
Mr. Reginald was very gracious to, you know, for two people that are just starting out with their own firm, he was more than generous.
That's good to hear. You know, part of the reason we do this podcast, Dave, is to try to get to the bottom of these things, make people happy. But how about this? Here's a thought. You say the money was right. What if it was a little righter? Maybe this calls for a coupon. What do you think about that, Dave?
10%.
Think 10% you can give 10%?
Kind of like
off my services, yeah?
Yeah, my wife does a Groupon thing.
Ooh. Reginald, does that interest you at all? Or,
you know,
would I have to interact with any of the people to redeem this coupon, or
it's on the internet?
People at Groupon.
Could these gentlemen redeem it for me?
I mean, I think that
could be our first
perfectly reasonable.
That could be, our, I guess, our first task is to activate the Groupon for our services.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And you know, I just want to, again, I just can't reiterate enough what our background and our training is, which is definitely
right.
You know, this is, you know, I said earlier about knowing your limitations, and this is just an area that we need to also grow in our business.
Sure.
So,
I mean, right. This could turn us into also a personal assistant firm, I guess. I mean, I think when you were talking earlier about, what was the person's name? Delroy King? Who was it? The guy at the...
Delroy Lindo.
Right. I mean, it sounds like he just had made them aware of what his Orange Julius order would be. That seems like that was part of that's like an icing on the cake kind of deal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we knew what you would want to order, we could shield you.
Yeah. Oh, that's no problem. Hey,
like we can figure that.
That's no problem. You know, if you have an order, pick up your dry cleaning. You want it like this. You don't even have to go there. I will go there for you. Like that is not a problem.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
just communicate that with us, and we will be more than happy to fulfill those requests. Right. You don't even physically have to be there if you feel safe enough being alone wherever.
I could stay at the house with you.
Wow.
Matthew could go get something.
Oh, here we go.
If I stand in front of that door, no one's getting through. Or, you know, if you want me to do that, and then I can go through and, you know, I don't know, do whatever you like. You had mentioned at one point retagging all your Instagrams, which I'm not a big internet guy, but, you know, I can figure that out, I'm sure. My little girl, she's into that, so I could maybe get that. I could do some work at home.
She's 13?
My little girl?
Mm-hmm.
She's just turned 13.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Damn, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. Wow. God, grow up so fast, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Reginald, how does it feel to hear that? That's...
I mean, that's progress.
I think if I were able to tell them these things, and now that I know that we share some interests, I could communicate more of what I need and what would make me feel safe, and they would maybe do that. If I could tell them which, you know, brand of Chex Mix makes me feel safest, they'd know to go to the supermarket and
it's the one with it's the one with the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Last time we didn't ask, we just showed up with a bag of all rye chips and weren't.
And because I just wasn't aware of what, you know, and I think Chex Mix, it's like, it's all the same, right? There's a little bit of a different ingredient here or there. I didn't realize it was such a,
there's a strong delineation between the savory and the salty ones, but you're right. In either category, they're going to pretty much taste the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've done all we can do here. What do you? Everybody feeling all right? Reginald?
I mean, I feel like we just got a client back. That makes me feel good.
And Reginald, listen.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I could be taught how to black out?
Whoa!
Listen, I
it's not a skill.
I don't want to encourage this. It's really something. Personal, that is a, it's a big problem.
To be able to just shut them out would be very beneficial.
That's not a bad, I'm not condoning completely shutting down.
Well, one thing in the military, you actually have to be choked out, right?
Right.
You have to be pepper sprayed.
Yeah, it's pretty,
it's just
you have to take off a gas mask inside. Right.
Choked out, okay.
Yeah. So we, you know, and again, under extreme supervision, we could show you the military technique to choke out.
I mean, it sounds like you just need a stopwatch.
And you would, you know, you would pass out and you would black out. And again, we would video it. We would make sure that it's supervised.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
safe.
Something
and
that would, you're interested in,
safe.
We could arrange that. Because listen, Reginald, put it in military terms.
A safe black space.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
I guess we could send
if you're
safely into a black space, a black void. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yeah.
We would never murder one of our clients.
Great.
I mean, or anyone. I mean, because we have murdered people because that was the job.
All classified information.
Well, you let a little slip. But what do you think about that, Reginald? 10% coupon. You get a list of goodies that you can pass on to these gentlemen, and they're going to teach you how to black out.
I kind of feel like I'm very okay with this.
Wow. Okay, great. Now, do you feel okay enough to change that rating, or do you want to stick around and maybe try to do a second round of ratings?
I think I'd be willing to give him a half star now and assess as
can you do
as
can you go back in
now.
And can you go back in and change?
We're constant contact with Yelp.
We'll follow up with Reginald.
I can't, but I can get someone to.
Because that would just be.
Does that mean
that would be one of us,
Matthew and Max?
That would be our job.
Yeah. I'll tell you this: if you guys would go in and change the rating, you can change it to whatever you want.
Oh, all right. Because here's the: I'm not a computer guy, but
I don't want to interface.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Wow. Well, we'll. Okay.
Might be a conflict of interest for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I
want to
like
do things honest, you know, because, you know, what is it? You know, character is doing the right thing right. when no one's watching.
That's right.
And and I don't want to, you know, just.
Well, here's the thing. I could be watching you. And so then that way, you know, that's the thing of working in a team. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Your character.
Right. Mm.
So I could watch you and, you know, accountability. Iron sharpens iron at that point. So, you know, brothers.
Yeah. Well, you guys square that away in your own time. But we hope, Reginald, that this gives you some sort of peace and hopefully you'll use the service again, and hopefully this has done good for you.
Looking forward to being in the trenches with you, Reginald.
Looking forward to doing what you need to keep you safe,
Matthew,
buddy.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. And thank you guys for facilitating this.
Absolutely. Dave, you got any final words or any slogans or Fast and Furious quotes, anything?
Well, I think we covered all those.
That's
but,
true.
That's wait for the business cards to come in.
So. Oh, that's valid. Yeah.
And Vin Diesel, he had a good line, kind of really sums all this up. What was it? He's like, you know, sometimes you got to drive fast, but it can be
fury.
No, it was like out of control.
Oh wait. Oh, Reginald, hey, we got to go. They've blacked out again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And we're excited to hear what you come up with.
Thank you.
All right. All right, thanks, Reginald. All right, Dave, another one in the books. Feeling pretty good about this one.
Yeah, this one seemed to turn out well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a couple weeks now.
Right.
And a lot of progress has been made.
That's the thing. Yeah, I'd like to hear about it. I know this is a point where we can sort of get a little perspective and see where their lives have gone, if it's gotten better or worse. So I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, basically, Reginald opened up a little guest room in his house.
Oh, guest room.
For the boys. So they moved in.
Oh, roomies.
Just exactly. Wow. Yeah. So they're now that they have more access, they can respond quicker. He can feel safer. And they've been walking his German Shepherd. They've been moving his car for street cleaning.
Wow.
Getting him coffee in the morning. He no longer has to go have that scary face to face at Starbucks. So
I mean that seems like progress to me. I don't know if it's a situation I would like to be in, living in that house with the four of them, those chunky bodyguard types and one.
No, you don't want all that
other
chunk.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of
trouble,
but yeah, I'm glad to hear it's worked out, and they're back in the swing of things.
Yeah, Reginald is in a safe space now.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah,
permanently. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For better or worse, but I think we should be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud either way, normally, good or bad. But yeah, I feel good. Glad that we helped good old Reginald out there.
Reginald.
And, it's just another customer, happy customer right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm asleep tight tonight knowing Reginald is
being coddled.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you want more of us, I'm at Remy Balin.
And I'm at Dace Brenner.
And obviously you can find us all on the social stuff. And, at Fresh Beef and Fresh Beefcast on Twitter. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to give you some more.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy stars us,
David Brenner
and Jeremy Balin.
For more information on the podcast, you can visit our website at freshbeefpodcast.com
or on Twitter at Fresh Beefcast, or give us a look on Facebook at facebook.com/freshbeefpodcast.
And if after listening to this episode, you now have beef with us,
which is very possible and very meta,
head on over to Yelp and search for Fresh Beef Podcast Brooklyn and do your worst.
Do it. Thanks for listening.